Chapter 4. Jim Bob saddled up and reined his pony south again toward town. He figured to get there by noon. Mont was likely to be disappointed. Jim Bob knew Mont had hoped he'd stay at Thorne's a day or two and let things blow over a little in town. Jim Bob had always gotten along fine with George, and he liked to fool around with horses. But Chum Lawton had been too much to take. Jim Bob rode along with fists clenched. He thought up 2 dozen ways he could cheerfully kill Chum Lawton, from rope-dragging him back and forth across a prickly pear patch to drawing and quartering him between a bunch of wild broncs. They were all highly satisfactory, but also illegal, as far as he could see. By and by, he managed to shove Chum Lawton from mind, and he thought of the Jones brothers, camped in the draw some distance above the Kendrick place. It occurred to Jim Bob that it wouldn't hurt to have a look-see, just to be sure they were still around. Mont Naylor would more than likely be interested. He smelled the mesquite smoke before he got in sight of the camp. Coming into the draw, he sensed that something was wrong. There was one less horse hobbled on the green grass today. Riding in, he could see 3 men in camp. He wondered where the 4th was. The sound of his horse brought the men quickly to their feet. Denzel Jones turned, hand on his gun. He recognized Jim Bob, and the sharp lines of his frowning face softened again. He raised his gun hand in greeting.
Get down and rest a spell.
Somehow his face wasn't as cheerful as he had made his voice, though. Swinging down from the saddle, Jim Bob led his horse closer to the camp center and got a better look. Denzel's right eye was darkening. A bruise discolored one side of his face. The jaw was swelling a little. Knowing better, Jim Bob asked innocently, "Horse throw you?" Denzel shook his head.
"A young bronc, you might say. Buster got the rings. He started drinking and took it in his head to go to town and raise a little Cain. I tried to stop him, and I found out how old I was."
Ruefully, Denzel rubbed his jaw.
"I used to could whip him, but I reckon a few years' difference is bound to show up eventually. Go yonder and pour you some coffee."
It must have been quite a fight. Flower.